I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we recap the Central and Simpson College baseball team's three-game American Rivers Conference series held over the weekend, heard live on 92.1 at KRLS as Simpson picked up the 2-1 series win over the Dutch. In Game 1, the Storm recorded 17 hits and scored in every inning but one to earn the 15-2 win over Central. Jacob Roberts, Drew Carlson, and Trenton Kinry all had three RBI apiece in the contest, while Nate Cadley recorded four hits. Simpson starting pitcher Easton Dunwoody pitched all seven innings, just giving up four hits and two earned runs. Eight of the nine players in Simpson's lineup in Game 1 recorded a hit in the contest. The Dutch had one extra base hit in Game 1, which came from Braden Sawyer, who also picked up an RBI. Garrett Gunther, Chance Dreyer, and Brock Luna also had hits for the Dutch. Central used three different pitchers in the loss, with Briler Wiley getting the most work by three and four innings of relief. In Game 2 of the series and in Game 1 of Saturday's doubleheader, Simpson jumped out to a 2-0 lead, but Central responded in the fourth with a four-run inning against Storm ace pitcher Trey Castile. The Dutch were able to put up three more runs in the fifth and then one in the sixth and one in the seventh. The Storm had a late surge in the eighth inning, scoring three runs, but it wasn't quite enough as Central picked up the 9-6 win. Matt Steinlotte was the winning pitcher in Game 2 of the series for the Dutch, throwing six innings, just giving up three hits and two runs, while recording seven strikeouts. Garrett Gunther, Dom De La Paz, and Chance Dreyer all had three-hit games for Central. In Game 2 of the doubleheader and Game 3 of the series, Simpson led 3-2 heading into the ninth inning and scored three runs in the ninth to secure the 6-2 win. Starting Storm pitcher Eli Feakin worked six innings, giving up five hits and two runs while picking up seven strikeouts, with Dante Dolas securing the save. Nate Cadley and Jacob Roberts both had three-hit games for Simpson as the Storm picked up the 2-1 series win. Simpson improves to 15-20 overall and 9-12 in conference play, while Central falls to 16-19 overall and 7-14 in league play. Both teams will have their final regular season series next weekend at home, as Simpson will take on the University of Dubuque and Central will face Loras. After Saturday's doubleheader, we caught up with Simpson head coach Nathan Rowling. Now joined by Simpson head baseball coach Nathan Rowling. Coach, your team getting a 2-1 series win here over Central College on the road in your second to last series of the season. How did that feel to get the series win here today?
Yeah, it was huge. And that was our goal coming in. Needed to win the series to keep our goals ahead of us, and I'm really proud about the group. Played a really well balanced game last night. Final few innings wasn't overly competitive. Knowing that Central, what they had and what they had on the mound and who they are as coaches, that they were going to be ready to bounce back, and they sure did. And took a punch from them first game, and now knowing that, yeah, Game 3 was huge, and in some ways our season on the line for our guys to come out and to fight and battle the way that they did. Eli Feakin was unbelievable on 3 days rest. He's been that way for us in big moments. And then Dante Dolas doing what he's done all year for us and closing out and being really good.
Yeah, he can get put into perspective, you know, what you've got out of your starting pitching in this two wins this series. You know, Easton Dunwoody pitching an excellent game on Friday night. And then Eli Feakin coming in with a really good start in Game 3 of the series, Game 2 of the doubleheader today.
Yeah, and we had a week. We had a full week. We had eight games in 7-8 days, with a game getting moved back for unfortunate reasons into Monday against BV, then two going at Nebraska Wesleyan, and then coming here. So playing five games on the road in a row, and feeling coming into this series that our bullpen, not depleted, but have been used a lot. And Easton Dunwoody last night going the length. And knowing going into today that we had a fresh bullpen, we felt good with our 1-2 on the mound, but knowing what we had on the back end really helped too.
It was a little bit of an uncharacteristic for Trey Castile. You know, he's been so good for you guys for a couple of years now, and for him to just kind of have that unfortunate start in the second game.
Yeah, and he's been really good against Central, and they tip my hat to them. They made an adjustment today, and I think Trey would be the first one to tell you that he wasn't his sharpest, and he battled and he gave us everything. And yeah, a little uncharacteristic, but I know he's going to be ready to go for next week.
Yeah, you talk about next week, and then you approach that series against the University of Dubuque happening at home next weekend. You know, how do you kind of approach that series? You won't have any games during the week this week and kind of a week off, but you know, coming off the win against Central and then now taking on Dubuque.
Yeah, I think so. We got finals this week, which will be maybe a good distraction. They got to love college baseball season with the finals going on during your biggest part of the season. So maybe that's a good distraction, allow guys to focus on their classes and get ready for, give us a little bit more rest too. Sometimes as coaches, we want to practice, but knowing this week we might not be able to as much, get our bodies ready to go and feeling comfortable going into a big weekend.
Yeah, Coach, and, you know, kind of before we close up, I didn't get to talk to you about it, you know, last time because you did mention the unfortunate circumstances, but kind of the decision or what went into the decision to wear the little bow ties on the back of your batter helmet to honor, you know, Simpson President that has recently passed away.
Yeah, and hopefully people have heard the great stories, and sometimes you hear the stories when these unfortunate situations happen and you get to celebrate their life. But Jay Byers was Simpson's number one cheerleader. He was at our games. Guys would see him at our games. He's been in our dugout before, talking to our guys before games. And when he passed last week, and we had an opportunity along with softball to kind of be the first events going on campus on that Saturday, we just felt right that we carry him with us, that we honor everything that he believed in, everything that he lived out. And our guys are proud to wear the bow tie. And it's kind of cool. It's unique. It's so Jay, President Byers. And that means a lot. And I think hopefully for our guys, they respect that and they try to, show that in how they play the game.
That's Coach Nathan Rowling joining us on 92.1 KRLS. Coach, congrats on the great series win against Central this weekend.
I appreciate that.
In addition to our conversation with Coach Nathan Rowland, we also talked to Central head baseball coach Adam Carey. Now visited by Central head coach Adam Carey. Coach, you know, not probably the way you wanted to end that game three of this series, but can you kind of walk me through the two games after getting that one in game two?
Yeah, I mean, game one today, thought we competed really hard. You know, got a good start out of Stein Lage today. You know, I was really excited to see the way that he competed and bounced back from inning to inning. You know, we showed a lot of toughness. And then what we saw out of the bullpen, too, I was really excited to see. We swung it pretty well throughout game one and stuck to our approach and kind of passed the torch from at-bat to at-bat and did a great job 1-9.
Yeah, can you kind of talk about Matt Steinlage, a little bit of a unique player in your lineup? You know, bats well, it has been good, you know, third highest average on your team this year, but also has been pretty good on the mound this season.
Yeah, you know, Max had an up-and-down year on the mound, but in the box, defensively, and on the mound, in every way, shape, and form, we know exactly what we're going to get from a competitive edge standpoint. He gets after it every single time he's on the field. He's one of our hardest workers, and it shows in the way that he competes and bounces back after whether he has a great outing and comes back and has another great outing or has a rough one and bounces back and has a great one. We're really excited to have Max in our program.
You know, Mark Kenny getting that start for you in game three of the series, game two of the doubleheader of the day. You know, Mark had that good outing there last weekend, too, for you guys. Kind of what has he brought to your pitching staff this season?
Yeah, Mark is Mr. Consistent for us. You know, we know exactly what we're going to get whenever he throws. We know that every time that he gets a start, we're going to have a shot to win the game when he's done with his outing. And he did that again today. You know, he comes out and he gives us a shot through the innings that he threw. I think he had 5 2/3 maybe. And, you know, he competed really hard all day, and we had a great shot to win the game when he came out. So we got to do a better job after he comes out of the game to close those doors.
You know, what have you kind of gauged from your pitching staff overall this year? You know, some different starters that you guys have had going a lot of innings, like Jackson Torbett leading your team with 50 innings pitched, and then Mark Kenny right behind him, and then Max behind him. You know, how do you feel the production has been kind of out of your bullpen this year?
Yeah, you know, I've been pretty pleased overall with our bullpen. They come in, they fill up the zone, and you know, the guys kind of that lead the way out of the pen being Bryce Hessig, Turner Williams, those two are the first two that come to mind. You know we're going to have an opportunity to win the game when they come in. They do a great job of holding the game where it's at. You know, you look at the ninth inning today with Turner, and some things didn't bounce his way. You know, he kept competing. He filled up the zone. We got to make plays behind him, and that's the biggest thing. You know, I was really excited to see Turner compete the way that he did, and our bullpen as a whole. You know, Eli Rouse stepping up to get that strikeout to end the sixth inning, maybe, I believe. So that was awesome. But really, all year our bullpen has come in and for the most part filled up the zone, and that's exactly what we need.
Yeah, and Coach Carey, you know, you have the one season left. Hard to believe that we're already in the one season left of this regular season. For Central Baseball, you know, you guys will take on Loras. Kind of how do you approach that series and you go into that last series of the year?
Yeah, you know, we go in and we've got to understand that it's our job to attack the series. You know, our guys have to attack it with a great mindset. much like we did today, and just play consistent baseball, one through nine, all nine innings, all three games. And if we do that, we have a good shot at having a great series.
And Adam, kind of before we close up, you know, today was senior day here at Central College. You got to honor the seniors who have been great contributors to this program. And it is a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of, you know, dedication that goes into being a college athlete. What was it like to honor those seniors today?
It was awesome. You know, those seven have done phenomenal things for us on and off the field. They're all very high character people, and they're gonna go on to live great lives and be very successful in whatever it is that they choose to do. So it was awesome to honor those guys. As well deserved. And I can't wait to get to spend at least one more weekend with them this week and next week.
That's Central head baseball coach Adam Carey joining us on 92.1 KRLS. Coach, you know, best of luck as you guys take on Loras next weekend.
Thanks, Clayton.
Again, that was a recap of the Central College and Simpson College baseball team's three-game series over the weekend in Pella, heard live on 92.1 KRLS, where the Storm picked up the 2-1 series win. For KNIA KRLS Sports, on today's Lately Radio Sports page, I'm Clayton Sampson.